My brother. It's another week.
Welcome to Out the Game. It's your boy, Tim.
It's your other boy, Genie. It's Tim and Genie.
There you go.
Two brothers, literally and figuratively.
Right. Trying to figure it out.
That's the subtitle for our podcast. Out the Game. Two brothers, literally and figuratively, trying to figure it out.
No, facts. Exactly.
That's everything you need to know.
That's what's that podcast about? Just some guys trying to figure it out. Figure out relationships, life, marriage.
What are some things on your podcast? We're just trying to figure it out.
I don't know, man. What do you want it to be about?
But you know what, man? You are figuring some things out. I am a master of figuring it out.
Yeah.
You're really good at that.
I'm trying.
Well, so. You're doing it, man, because you have a baby at home now.
Does top
I do. I do.
I do.
Does top it.
What's it like, bro? Are you sleeping? Are you eating? Are you?
Nope.
He's just shaking.
Nope. No. No, I mean, yeah, sleeping and eating, but the sleep is just not, it's not sleep the way it used to be. It's like, I used to go to bed at like 11 and wake up at like 7 or whatever, you know, midnight, mm-hmm. wake up 7. That's not a thing anymore. It's more so waking up at midnight and then 1 and then 1:15 and then 1:45 and then 2 o'clock. It's more so like that.
Bro, the worst part has to be the start, stop, because you never get into full sleep then.
No. I don't know what that is. What?
I'm sorry. It's not funny.
Tuesday?
What year is it?
Wait, 2020 again? I don't know. No, I mean, things are good. You know, we're figuring it out. We're making adjustments here and there. We know now the importance of naps and tag teaming. So when the baby sleeps, one of us should be sleeping, or I'll stay up with the baby while Emgo sleeps, or she'll do a feeding and I'll go sleep real quick. So, you know, figuring it out. But the baby's alive, so that's good.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Yeah.
That's my main objective. Keep baby alive.
Hey, man. I think that's an admirable baseline, you know?
I thought I saw a spider. Sorry.
Are you not the insect person? Like,
I am.
Who kills them? You have to kill them in your house?
I'll kill them, but I need to know where they at. Like, I don't like seeing them, and then I turn my face away real quick, and then I don't see them again. I don't like not knowing where they are. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not the... Well, I am the insect killer by default. Sometimes we try to catch it and let it outside if we can, but if it's too startling or scary, I'm sorry, I have to kill you. So I'm that person by default because I'm so tall. But if Amanda and I were the same height, I'm not dealing with that. If we're the same height, I'm not dealing with that. So, but one time back in college, I was like RAing for the summer, and I'll never forget this. That's how I knew roaches were smart. They're smart, man. So they're at least conscious or something. But I was living in the dorms on campus, and a roach had crawled across the floor. And I remember I killed it with this purple Hyper Dunk I just bought. I'm so proud of these purple shoes, my first pair of purple shoes. Smashed the roach and then came over and sat down, and I left it there because I smashed it, dude. It was spread. So I was like, deal with it later. Turned around to just like send an email or something very quick, maybe 60 seconds tops. Turn around to deal with the roach, and it was gone. So at first I thought that it survived and was and got away, but there's no possible way it survived. It was dead. It was splatted, bro. So I got on the internet, and it says that roaches retrieve their dead roaches and take them back. So in the time I had killed it and turned around to do all this, some other roaches got it and took it off. Now, I don't know if they store it, say a prayer over it, or have dinner or whatever, but a roach had gotten that dead roach, man. So
are you sure? Because I've seen episodes of The Walking Dead, and you could just have a cockroach that's, you know, just alive still. I don't know.
Well, he's messed up, man. He's barely hanging on if he was alive. I can't imagine him limping away after that, man. I thought you're right. He's just, has a terrible life now.
I remember when I was a little kid, I heard this, and I don't know if it's actually true or not. I've actually never looked it up, but I remember someone saying, like, it could be an atomic bomb that gets dropped, and everything in the area will be obliterated, but there will still be roaches just crawling around.
I heard that too.
Like yeah. nothing happened. And that's all I need to know.
Hey, what's up, Frank, man? That bomb was crazy. Mm, yeah.
They're right? just another Tuesday.
I think lobsters are basically cockroach of the sea.
Yeah, but those taste good.
Cockroaches don't taste good though. I think some people be eating cockroaches though, like another
maybe.
I mean, dried grasshoppers are a thing. I wonder if
grasshoppers, crickets.
But yeah, have you ever eaten crickets?
Cockroaches feel dirty.
They do. I think cockroaches are dirty in any context.
Yeah, like
they'll never be a cricket.
No,
you know, some cockroaches just want to be a cricket. And they'll never.
And they can't.
No.
They'll never amount to that.
They'll never rise through the social the social strata of the insect world. They'll never be a cricket.
They're the belly eaters of they're just the bottom.
Yeah, they're just the bottom of society.
Yeah,
and that's the background for Jiminy Cricket in the Disney films. That's he rose to be a cricket. He was a cockroach and he was a cricket.
Mm.
So little known fact that people. Sense. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He ascended.
Yeah, yeah. That's the story, basically. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's our episode on the game today. Cockroaches, and just because I thought I saw a bug on the floor. What were we talking about before that?
I'm so sorry, man. We were catching up.
Just happened? What? I just thought I saw something on the floor. Now, what just happened?
When they do UFO reports, sometimes there's all these reportings of missing time where they were driving and then they're just at home, doing things, and that, so we just went through this UFO thing.
I don't know what's happening right now. What were we talking about,
bro? We were basically talking about how you don't sleep. I bet. So this is probably a familiar experience for you. So it's like, where am I? What happened?
That might be it.
Plus you took an exam today, man. How are you functioning right now?
4 hours.
How? No way. No way. Don't talk to me. Don't expect anything. I need to recover.
I forgot I was doing a master's program, and I took a little time off for when the baby was born. And then I came back and I was like, oh, I got a bunch of assignments and a 4-hour exam on Saturday. And I'm doing a run through for a presentation tomorrow with my professor, I think. And then I have a final due for one of my classes tomorrow. Yeah, it's a busy weekend.
It's the worst, man. It sneaks up on you.
But I'm over here podcasting, so it's all good. My priorities are straight. Straight.
Bro, that is so funny. But you know what? I think that's part of the experience of grad school, though. My advisor, she's pretty good at reminding me that we're just human, you know? We do these grad programs and, you know, of course there's expectations and all that stuff. But you're also human. With things that pop up and, you know.
I'm a person. I have feelings. Exactly. No, but okay. On a serious tip, though, parenting has been great. Nora is beautiful. She's amazing. She's the best baby in the world.
We didn't even say the name.
Oh, yeah. Nora.
So it was a mystery until then. Wow. Yeah.
It was. Yeah, man. Yeah. She's great, man. She's sweet. She doesn't cry a lot.
She's beautiful.
She just eats, sleeps, and poops. Lives her best life.
Living, truly living.
Yeah,
I hope she appreciates you.
I do have a story for you.
Okay, why, hey, folks? We're a week or two into this, and we have a story.
It's
already.
Only she's 14, 15, 16, 17 days old right now. It was 2 weeks on Wednesday, so this is the weekend. So yeah.
Oh my, that puts it into perspective. From her consciousness and existence on this earth, she's 17 days old.
Right. Exactly. Okay, I got a story for you, bro. It's disgusting. If you're a squeamish person, I promise you we're going to get to the relationship part of this podcast. But if you're a squeamish person, you don't do well with poop and pee, it's fine. You might want to fast forward the 10 or 15 second button a couple of times. So Emily obviously does the feeding at night. There's not much I can do to be helpful at night. I just wake up and be there for support sometimes and change diapers when I can. And last night, pulled out the pad, the changing pad, laid it on the bed right next to her bassinet. So we put on the bed and I'm changing it. You know, I'm half asleep, but I'm changing her. I'm wiping and then take the dirty diaper, get it to the side. And as I'm getting the new diaper, it's like a waterfall of pee just comes out on the pad. And I was like, oh man, No, I just wiped you. Okay, that's fine. She peed. It's fine. Literally like 3 seconds after she peed, the amount of poop that came out, that just came out. And I thought it didn't like fall out. It didn't like, wasn't like slowly pushed out. Like, I think she like forcefully took that opportunity to like hit me. Like it came straight out and actually hit me in the leg. I was in like briefs and hit my upper thigh. And like, I had poop on my briefs, on my briefs, and on down my leg. It was on the edge of the bed.
I can't
take it. On the floor.
I can't take it.
And this is at like 3:30 in the morning. I'm just like, okay, we're good. We're good. It's fine.
I can't take it, man.
So Emily gets up and she's helping me finish changing the baby. And I have like wipes trying to poop, sweep up or clean poop off the floor. Actually, it just reminds me, I need to actually go back in there with some Swiffers or bleach, because I just use baby wipes to just clean up the floor real quick.
I need to double over that poop.
So put on some shorts and throw my stuff in the hamper because it got baby poop on it. It was wild. So
it was, wild. She knows where she's going.
And I can't wait for her to grow up and listen to this podcast episode. And I'm going to play it for all her friends so she can never live this down.
Let's tour the country and play this like Dare used to go across the country talking about don't do drugs. And episode 37.
Exactly, bro. But that's life.
Man, what's the science of poop? If you're still gory and squeamish, then skip ahead because there's a little bit more poop for another 3 minutes. So the baby drinks milk. How does that turn into poop? It's like solid. Like, I wonder what the science is in the.
There's clearly know, all the nutrients you like, need. They do give you like a guide of the color of the poop over days.
What's so a
like
good color?
The first 1 to 2 days is like black, and then the next like 3 to 4 days is like that transition between black and green, and then after that it's like green, and then.
The black is fascinating because that's the first time this baby has processed food and passed it.
Anything. In that way. Right. Yeah.
And it's black.
All the ambient fluid and everything inside. So
fresh human feces is black.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's parenting.
Well,
that's great.
Well, my brother, you know what? Actually, I don't even have words. I don't know. It's something so far from my experience. I think last episode I was asking you how many degrees away has pregnancy been for you? And it sounds like you're trailblazing because you're the first in a while around you. And my last touch point was my mom's daycare growing up. I mean, I got siblings too. And I saw, you know, I was around for them. I was in the room for some of those, I think, or at least nearby during delivery. But that's the closest. Yeah, that's the closest. So,
bro, I told you when it was going down, I texted you like, hey, it's going down. I need you to saddle up and do what you need to do. So,
y'all, he sent me a text waiting, message bro. And said, it's time to get to work.
I'm still waiting.
And I'm still waiting. You know, every time my aunt calls me, that's the first and last thing she says.
Like, you ain't got no babies.
Hey, how
yet?
You doing? This and that. Okay, where are the babies? What's going on? Like, she's like, yeah. What's going on? Where are they? Where are the babies?
That's a good question. Good question. I'll get back to you.
You know what? Let me work on it. Let me go check in and I'll circle back. You know, I give her the COVID. I give her the COVID work email.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. Let me circle back with that. Let me find out more and I'll circle back with you.
But you've been good, bro. You've been good. You're in a robe right now, so you're looking real comfortable.
Oh, man.
I think that's a robe.
It is. It was. I got my Ghostbusters t-shirt and it was wrinkled, so I said, let me throw a robe on. So I'm just comfortable at home. You know what's... What's cool about this world, I was reading like this article, I forget where this article was, but it was saying like 90% of people, seems clear, but 90% of people realize that they can do 90% of their work at home. Or many people have realized from no matter where you work, in the bank, in the, you know, for an office of some sort, services, like you can work from home. So I think people have been getting more and more comfortable, and I'm just comfortable at home. I've been working from home. There's Blue. He says, hello, everyone. If you're watching the video version of this podcast, there's Blue. If you're watching audio, then get on over to YouTube because you can see this luscious robe I'm wearing.
There you go. Perfect.
But yeah, bro, I've been working on some music. Got a couple projects I got my fingers crossed on that are out in the world and have been pitched, and we'll see if they get picked up. But I've been able to do music lately, and that kind of fills in some of the holes created during COVID. you know, nice. So many things we can't do, but I've been expressing myself in music lately. So I'm grateful for that.
That's what's up, man. I feel like I'm looking at my face over the Zoom and my eyes are getting low.
I'm looking at mine too. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if it's because
you're tired. Like you're
maybe. Yeah.
You know how much you've done? Are you conscious right now? Are you?
I'm probably not going to remember anything about this episode. Moving forward.
I've seen
you're gonna post and I'm like, we talked about that. I told y'all the story about the poop. Oh man,
I thought I was just abducted by a UFO. No, we recorded a podcast. Oh
yeah,
I've seen some. Yeah. There's some Reddit change of tired parents, man. Now you don't look anything like some Reddit change in photos I've seen, but you are a new parent and you took an exam today.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
It's all good. It's all good.
Well, you know what? All right. So
you got some questions for me?
Well, I have an article here and it's ways life changes after a baby arrives. And I want to see how accurate this is. I think it's a list of maybe 10 and we'll see if you resonate. All right. Number one is your relationship changes with your spouse. Presumably that is, have you noticed that? Or are you all still at that? You're just still adjusting.
I think we're still adjusting, but it definitely feels like, you know, like it now feels like we're a team. Mm. Like, not saying that we weren't like a team before, but now it's like we'd be like, all right, I'm gonna do this, you're gonna do this, and we're gonna come back and we're gonna do this. Break. It's like it's like, you know, it's like legit. Like, so I think that element of our relationship is now more developed than it has been in the past.
Right.
So we're like, all right, you go take a shower, you just fed her, I'll watch her. And then when you get out, then I'll go do this assignment and then we'll figure it out from there. Right. So like, you know, those are conversations that we have now on a daily basis. So
you literally huddle up, you put on the put on the, you know, the under eye, have a chant, you had a victory dance.
The war paint.
Yeah. The war paint.
Exactly.
War paint. Okay. A new nighttime schedule. We've already talked about that, but
For sure.
We can presume that you'll have tons of visitors. Have you had visitors?
So not as much because of COVID, but we've been having friends come over one at a time. So like, obviously you and Amanda came over and met Nora. And then we had some friends come over yesterday evening and then we have some friends coming over tonight. So we're doing like very small, intimate with like mask on type, wash your hands, hold a cloth around and things like that. So for people to meet her. So yeah, we've been having some more people and it's also just been nice because I'm seeing some people who I legit haven't seen in like a year. So it's kind of like a double reunion. So, you know,
that gets scarier the older you get to me is like realizing that you haven't seen or talked to somebody in a year or years.
Right.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know. Next, your face can do weird things. Babies learn by watching and interacting with their environment. You'll find yourself acting goofy to encourage your newborn. After the first few weeks, you'll see your baby studying and eventually imitating your silly faces. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's too soon for you to notice imitation, but when that happens, dude, that has got to be the most mind-flipping thing to see someone learn. Notions of like learning and imitating, that's got to be a mind flip. That's going to trip me out.
Yeah, we're not there yet. But one thing that is pretty cute is that when she's sleeping, she can smile, right? She's like not conscious enough to like smile, like, oh, I say a joke. Ha 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 ha. Like right. She's not laughing at my jokes or anything, but
yeah, not yet. Not for a not long yet. Time.
I'm a hilarious riot. But she smiles when she sleeps and it's pretty funny. I'm like, whoa, you smiling? But she's not conscious. She don't know what she's doing. Her face is just moving. So yeah, that would be interesting to like start to pick up on those and see those.
And at that point, yeah, bro, that's going to be crazy. All right. You need help.
That's what it says?
Yeah. Babies are a joy, but they also take a tremendous amount of attention. Don't try to go it alone. Both you and your partner should have time each day just for you while the other is taking care of the baby. Watch a favorite TV show, read a book, or go for a walk, take a bath. That's what you said. That's how you said you all are handling it.
Divide and conquer.
Got to do it.
For sure.
Babies need conversation. I think the further we go in this list, the baby's getting older. This is like for, you know, in the first month or two after newborn, your baby is 17 days.
Yeah.
So have you had conversation? What do you call her?
It switches. You know, there's like baby girl, baby Nora,
Baby girl seems like a solid, you know, that's a cool one for a dad. Hey, baby girl.
You know, yeah. So, yeah, we talk to her. I'd be like, primarily like, oh, why are you pooping on me? You know, why are you doing this to me? What did I do to you? You know, no, I'm just playing.
But why do I deserve this?
What did I do in my past life to deserve this? No. But we talked to her. She's good. You know, I'm trying to expose her to a bunch of music. So she has some rhythm and she knows what's up. She knows good music.
Hey, man, you got to do it. You got to do exactly. It. Y'all see the albums behind. You see some classic behind them.
Right. There you go.
He knows. Do you have a record player?
I do. I have two.
Classic. Well, it was already classy. And then you classed it up again by getting two. There, how cool is it to pick up a record, put it inside a device, pull over a needle, and hear it clearly? How amazing.
It's so good. It's so nice, man.
Can you imagine the first phonograph people? Like, you know, rich people down on probably a plantation somewhere or something, or on the East Coast, just like playing and hearing, you know, whatever in like the 1800s.
Yeah. It's like scavenger hunt. Anytime I go to like a thrift store or anything, I try to find like.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Old ones.
That's cool, yeah. Man. It'd be cool to, you know, you got my mind racing. Maybe we should like find cool old albums and sample them and turn them into beats or something.
Ooh, I'm down. One of my favorite ones is up there on the wall. Anita Baker. Is that
Oh, bro.
Yeah, so good.
What, do you have a favorite Anita Baker song?
Oh, yeah, it's Caught Up in the Rapture of Love.
You know what, dude? I was going to say one, and then you said that, and I have to agree with that. The other one I was going to say was the 8-minute long version of Fairy Tale.
Ooh.
With the piano solo.
That's a good one.
I looked up that pianist to see who was playing on that. And he's got this other single that blew my mind. He's like In and Out of Time. But I was like, how can someone's fingers move like that? But bro, Anita Baker, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like good. One of the
good. She got so many good ones.
You're right. You're right. It's hard to pick
one. Giving You the Best That I Got.
Oh, my.
Sweet Love is like one of the other popular ones. You know?
Wow. Body and
Soul. It's a lot. You Bring Me Joy. You Bring Me Joy.
I wish I knew it. I wish I knew some Anita Baker.
Angel. Yeah. It's good stuff, man. Yeah. It's got good stuff, bro. Good stuff. Anyway.
Man, don't spring it on me like that. All right.
So I'm probably going to listen to that after this now.
Babies need please. Breathe life. You just took an exam. This is a weird one. Guilt is normal. You told yourself you'd be a top-notch parent, but you may long for your old life sometimes, then feel guilty that you aren't enjoying every second of parenthood. You're not alone. It's natural to want a break from the baby. Now, I bet after crying or after not sleeping for a very long time, especially maybe single parents, I can imagine that guilt. I can fathom.
I mean, it's one of the most definitive adjustments you'll ever have in life. Like, literally one day, you can go out anytime, do anything, whatever you want at any time, no care in the world. And then the next day, you can't. it's just like you can't. Yeah. Or if you do, you have to like think about XYZ and make the accommodations for XYZ, you know, yeah. Type thing. So like nothing will ever be the same anymore. You know, like that's just what it is. You know, I'd be like, oh man, I would love to go to Resort Mexico like I did last 2 years ago. It's not gonna be the same. You have a baby with you. You have a little kid with you.
Yeah, we need to do a commercial. It's like nothing will be the same before. Exactly. Out the crib.
Out the crib.
Man, I found I've been in Reddit a lot lately. I think it's just an archive of just human. It's just like it does all the work for you. But I promise I have a point. I'm in Reddit and I find just this oddities chain. And then one brings up this guy who has a severe uncurable form of insomnia, basically. It has a psychological medicine name, like a Latin name. Dominicus Sedentis Insomnius or something like that. But sleeping pills don't work. He might take a sleeping pill and it knocks him out for an hour or two, but he has a very severe form of insomnia. And this guy makes videos of himself until he eventually passes, unfortunately. But you can see in this series of videos that are on YouTube from his channel the progression of like not sleeping. And at some point it's fatal. Of course. So, you know, I can only imagine some of the wanting the days before sleep. Of course you're going to want and long for the days before you weren't sleeping. And I think some of this point is that, you know, you shouldn't feel guilty for that. It's normal, but you don't have to feel the guilt for wanting what was there, because you're dealing with some, like you said, it's a definitive adjustment.
Yeah.
Biologically, psychologically. So, you know, cut yourself some slack.
Nothing was ever the same. Exactly. But then your moments of joy and happiness, they change, and, you know, they're different, and you have a whole new, it sounds very cliche, you have a whole new perspective and lease on life, but it's a very different perspective, you know, like, sometimes I just find myself just staring at her. And she's like, oh,
I bet.
She's just chilling, living a life, just chilling. So, man, yeah, it's different, but it's good. But I can easily see it being a very difficult adjustment for a lot of people.
Definitely.
For sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's see how many more we have. I think we have 5 more. Children's books or literature? Well, yeah.
We got a lot of books, but we haven't done anything with them yet.
You'll make mistakes. Of course.
Every second. I don't know where she is right now. Somewhere.
Hey, man. So, can you just write them down for me? Can I just get the cheat codes from you? What's the answer to 4? See?
But right now, yeah, I got you, bro. Right now, she can't move, so she can't crawl nowhere. So if I put her somewhere, she'll be there when I get back. So it's all good.
What do you think about this one? You become a judge. As your child grows, so does your role as mediator. There'll be boundaries to establish, disputes between siblings to settle, timeouts to monitor. Discipline isn't the easiest thing to administer, but it's part of the job, and it's healthy for your child. Now, you already work in, you have and do work in a capacity as a teacher and a leader, so you already have experience setting boundaries with children. But what do you think about, you know, What do you think about discipline and you having to mediate things? And I'm sure that's different for girls versus boys, you know, with this whole, it would be a different cultures, you know, tough on guys, toughen them up.
Girls, you know, I think we need to have another episode on this, because you and I have a lot to talk about around this, actually. But in short, I've thought about it. I haven't reached any like final conclusions on like all of it. But one of the big things I think about is like, it's like whoopings, like, I asked Emily when we were early one day, and I was like, oh, did you ever get whooped when you were growing up? She was like, no, I've never been hit or whooped. I was like, I've been whooped many a times in my life.
Yeah, we didn't just like get a whooped. Lot. Yeah. It wasn't like, even just a whooping. Sometimes it was the switch. Go change the switch.
Literally, it could be a belt. It could be a hand. It could be a branch from the tree. Whatever's closest. A spoon. Shoe. Wooden spoon.
Yeah.
A shoe.
Extension cord.
Yes. Anything. Anything. And so I don't, you know, so we've talked briefly about it, but not really, because everything at that point was hypothetical, but now it's like real. So I don't know.
How were you all? I remember the stuff about Kirk Franklin came out a while ago, just that phone call or whatever. And I'm always curious how other people were disciplined, and it's so various, you know?
Yeah. Like, did you get whoopings?
Yeah, man. What, man?
Also, like, our dads are pastors too. I don't know if that plays a role into it. My dad's Nigerian too. I don't know if that definitely plays a role into it. So
I was, you know, that's fascinating, and I don't want to get too deep or dark or morbid at all, but man, we're talking. So I've been reading these, you know, older narratives from the Library of Congress, the WPA interviews with former slaves. And there's all these stories that they tell about, you know, how they get disciplined and coming back on time and being caught with a note and this, but there's this idea of discipline. And, you know, I just, you know, it makes me think about where this even idea of disciplining and spanking, like how and through what context does that emerge, I guess is what I've been thinking about. But, so it's, you know, it's good thinking food. It's good food for thought. How were you disciplined? Do you think it was effective? But you're right. It's a whole other episode. It's a whole, didn't.
Yeah.
But that was on this list.
You can say one thing in a moment, or you can say one thing, but then in the moment it can be a completely different thing. You know, like right now, like, oh, I would never. People say, I would never with my child. And then the next thing you know, you got a 9-year-old in front of you saying, shut up, don't talk to me, mom. I'm like, what? So
yeah.
I don't know if you're still not whooping at that point. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, man, that's an hour easily.
Shut up, stupid tramp. What? Excuse that kid is gone.
Were you ever over a friend's house? Shut up, mom. Or I don't want this to eat. It's like, whoa, man. Don't do that.
Hey, man. Don't do that. It's when they call their mom by their first name or their dad. That's when I was like, bro, you trying to die?
Get out of my room, Becky. I don't know why I said Becky. I could have said
where are my carrots, Mary? What? What just happened?
Oh.
I apologize for the kid before the mom even come. I'm like, I'm so sorry for your son. I'm so sorry. You're
automatically covering your butt just an instant.
Right. I'm like, oh my gosh, how dare you? I'm going to hit you. You know, it's just, that's wild, bro.
Oh, man. All right. Last two on this list. Your babies are an investment. How are you seeing that come true? Diapers, I'm sure.
Luckily, we got a lot of that from, like, you know, registry, and people have been dropping off diapers from, like, for days. Oh,
that's so nice.
Where I'm seeing it, this is like maybe the dad or the penny pincher in me.
Uh-huh.
Normally, I do. This might be too much information, and I probably shouldn't be sharing.
You know what?
This,
that's whatever. What we do for you all.
Right.
We make mistakes and then ask if it was okay later.
Maybe this is normal. Maybe it's just me. I only do laundry when I run out of underwear. When I run out of underwear, that's when I know I need to do another load.
Dude, I have to go do laundry right now, like after we wrap this podcast.
That's why I don't want you to stand up, because you're wearing that robe. I don't know what's happening over there. But
yeah.
So for me, I have at least a 2-week supply of underwear. I can go at least 2 weeks minimum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you got 14 ask me how many times. Up. Ask me how many times I've run laundry in the past 17 days. Ask me.
How many times
ask
you done
me,
laundry?
Literally, ask me in half.
How many times you done laundry in the
at
past
least
17
seven
days?
Times. At least 7 times. Bro, the laundry's going right now from the incident that happened last night. Like, we just stay doing laundry, and that already is just like, what's my water bill going to be like? That's what I'm thinking about.
You do laundry every 76 hours.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Wow. So I need to figure that out.
There's a lot of poop and
a lot.
I mean,
and it's like, I feel bad just letting it sit in the hamper. Like, we spray it so it doesn't get a stain, but then I'm just like, but I know what's there. Like, I know there's poop and pee on that. And I don't want to leave it for multiple weeks or a week. So I don't know. I got to figure that part out.
I don't want
to. Anyway, give me the last one.
Well, the last one is let go. Good parenting is letting go.
All right.
So just,
good to know.
You'll figure it out. Move on and you'll figure it out.
I'm going to let it all go.
So you're already doing that, man. Give it up for the Ojatunde parents.
I hope I pass. I'm sure there's like parent fanatics out there being like, I can't believe you said those things or did those things.
Wrong. You better discipline them. You got to do it.
You better not discipline them. You know, I don't know.
You better not discipline them.
Right.
It's like,
I don't know. What? Give me double negatives. So yeah, bro. But you know, this is the new norm. So for those of you who are still in the game and you have some time before you get to this point, I'm just getting you ready. I'm getting you ready and prime. So these are the questions you need to ask people when you're on dates to really know if they wifey or husband material. Is like, how many times are we gonna do laundry? Are you gonna be up at night doing this? You know, it's a lot of stuff you got to talk about.
How are you with poop?
Yeah.
Are you the insect killer? Can you kill an insect?
Can you kill? Exactly.
What about
how do you feel
poop?
About roaches and lobster? You know?
Yeah. Have you ever eaten crickets? Do you think a roach can become a cricket?
How many pairs of underwear you got? How long can you go?
Yes.
All good questions.
I'm done with you, bro. Hey, man. As always, it's been a pleasure, great. Bro.
Yeah, man. All right. Talk to y'all later.
Peace.
Yeah. Dope.